The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the top 10 U.S. multifamily metro markets. Well, this is going to be an interesting one. It's regarding a recent study on some of the most promising metro markets based on demand. But before we jump into that, I just wanted to say, hey, how are you guys doing? I have been really encouraged just talking to some of you guys. I've been getting emails from you. I've been meeting with some of you in person. And I am really encouraged just to see how you're moving forward on your real estate investing goals. Some of you are already out there buying properties. I've talked to those that are closing in on going to contract with projects, and it's just really exciting stuff. So just, you know, want to encourage you. I know it can get discouraging at times, and I've been there, done that. I know I have my ups and downs as well, especially, you know, as I'm looking for 100 plus units right now. You know, you can get discouraged, but don't be, you know, just keep looking forward. And if you start to slack or start to slow down, you feel like, you know, it's hard to do stuff, you know, just, you know, that's a good time to start doing some more studying, you know, read some books, listen to some podcasts, network more, you know, find some groups that you can go to and interact with other people that are also interested in real estate investing. Try to, you know, go online and find properties on LoopNet and other places and do some evaluation, start practicing your skills and making sure you know how the numbers work. I'm just real excited to see that so many of you are moving in that direction and really using real estate investing as a means to be able to, you know, to boost your income, to be able to make that retirement that you really dream about and to leave a legacy for your kids. So keep in contact. You know, I love getting emails from people and meeting and just getting to know you guys better. I want to let you know, too, that we have a Facebook group and love to get you guys involved and easy to find us. We're just called Old Dogs Network and easy to find through Facebook. And put in your name and we'll sign you up and add you to the group. We have a lot of other resources on our website that you should be aware of. We have a resources section. We not only have copies of past newsletters, but we also have a blog articles that come out every Wednesday. All kinds of topics, everything from, you know, what's cap rate to how to analyze a property. I encourage you to go there and check out the resources section as well as the blog section for information on what's going on. Okay, well, let's get on to our list here. I think it's really important that you look at what the top markets are, and that's always changing and evolving, and there's different ways to evaluate what a top metro market is. And so this is just another study that I think is a good one. It's Forward Look, conducted by the NHMC, the National Multifamily Housing Council, and the NAA, the National Apartment Association. and is prepared by Hoyt Advisory Services, Din Focused Marketing, and Whitegate Real Estate Advisors, LLC. I believe the report was completed in May of 2017. It has a lot of great information in there, a lot of detailed information. I'm going to have a link in our show notes that you can read the detailed report as well, besides just the top 10 listing. The thing about this one that's really neat is that they look at where the demand will be in the future. So it actually, you know, looks all the way up to, I think it's up to 2030, from 2017 to 2030. And they look at these four main areas. Metro ranking, it's the relative ranking amongst the top 50 multifamily metro markets based upon the forecast, you know, this Hoyt Advisory Services does, one of the researching organizations, and the percentage of current metro rental households ranging from the highest to the lowest. And also looks at the affordability index, is the ratio of median family income to the minimum income to qualify for purchase of a single family home at the median existing home resale price under standard mortgage underwriting today, then multiplied by 100 to convert to a 100-point index. So the affordability index is, you know, the ability of people to buy homes in that area, the something called the MF supply restrictions. And this looks at everything from geography, like how much space is there to build and what is projected new starts, new multifamily housing that'll be developed there. And then finally, the last one's called the STAR share. And that's the share of a metro rental housing stock with five or more units. It's looking at specifically on the multifamily side, what exactly is available and whether or not, you know, there's a strong demand or there are, you know, a lot of this demand is being met already. So keeping those in mind, and again, there's a lot more detail explaining behind the scenes what the research was and how they conducted it. But let's start with number 10. Las Vegas. Las Vegas, I'm hearing more and more about, and there are a number of our listeners that are active in investing in Las Vegas. Number 8, Raleigh, North Carolina. The Carolinas have been active for a while now, still very hot, but projected to be even a greater demand in the future. Number 7, this one you've heard a lot of, Atlanta. Atlanta is still on the top 10 list. It's been at the number one spot as well. Still an area that's hot. I think a lot of these places, because they've been on the list for a while and they've been in the market for a while, the cap rates are compressed, but there are secondary and tertiary markets related to these major metro areas. You can still find some deals. Number 6, Austin, Texas, and that doesn't surprise. That's been a number one for years. Deal climate for businesses. Taxation is not an issue. It's very reasonable. There's also, I believe, no income tax. There's a couple of factors in Texas that really make it very attractive for businesses and families, people to move there. Number 3, Miami, South Florida. Florida is hot. It's got a number of areas that are good. I know Jacksonville has been one area we've looked at quite a bit recently, but Miami at number 3 is still going good and has promise. Number 2, Orlando, another Florida city. Orlando continues to be a hot area. Again, a lot of activity in that area. And number 1, and this shouldn't surprise a lot of people because I haven't mentioned it yet, is also a Texas city. Let's see if you guys can guess. Okay, well, you're right. Dallas, Texas. Dallas metro area, Dallas-Fort Worth area continues to be one of the hottest areas because the number of people going into Dallas is phenomenal right now, and there's such a strong demand. There are a lot of new housing starts, a lot of new not only tract homes being built, but multifamily. But again, this is another area that you go 30, 40 miles out, there are still opportunities to be had in the Dallas metro area, North Texas area. So that's the top 10 markets. As you are looking at where you're investing, especially if you're considering out of state, this is kind of a good rule of thumb, a place to start from. Do your own research, and I encourage everybody to do that. Keep looking, As you dig into some of these areas, look at the surrounding areas. What are some other promising areas in that area? Now, this list goes all the way up to 50. I just gave you the top 10, but there are some good finds in there. And there may be something closer to you that may be of more appeal as opposed to going out of state or too far away from where you live. So I hope that's helpful to you. I will have a link to the actual report in the show notes. So I encourage you to go to the show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Okay. And this is episode 116 that you'll be looking for. That is it for today. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.